Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 9 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, perfect for being outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa is seeing mild temperatures. Tonight, expect a warm night across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today, Iran is using the ceasefire to dig out buried missiles and launchers, with the U.S. believing they aim to rebuild their missile capabilities. Also, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that an IDF official warns of a big failure in the Iran war if enriched uranium is not removed, citing the Islamic Republic's potential nuclear advancements. Also this hour, I-24 News highlights an IDF concern that without removing Iran's enriched uranium, another military operation may be necessary to prevent their nuclear ambitions. Separately, N12 shares a personal story about Netta Barzilai, who discusses her fears and transformations since her Eurovision days. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move that might aid in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Pastor Mark Burns, a known Trump supporter, clashed with British broadcaster Matthew Stadlin over Iran. The heated debate highlighted differing views on Trump's role in the conflict, posting just minutes ago. The IDF revealed earlier today that over 7,500 weapons were uncovered in southern Lebanon. This discovery points to ongoing military tensions in the region. Alex Plitsas, a national security analyst, noted in a post from earlier that discussions are ongoing about the potential for a deal or strikes with Iran. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report on Iran. Multiple sources indicate that the U.S. believes Iran is taking advantage of the ceasefire to rebuild its missile capabilities. This development raises concerns over future conflict resumption and regional stability. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, an IDF official stressed the urgency of removing Iran's enriched uranium. The official warned that failure to address this could allow Iran to rapidly advance its nuclear program. This highlights the delicate balance in ongoing negotiations. Meanwhile, I-24 News sheds light on the potential consequences of not addressing Iran's nuclear stockpile. Without action, Israel might find itself forced into another military operation. This underscores the high stakes involved in diplomatic talks with Iran. Separately, in N12's feature on Netta Barzilai, the Eurovision star opened up about her personal fears and experiences since gaining fame. Her story resonates with many, reflecting the personal challenges faced by public figures. And finally, Axios details Trump's ceasefire announcement. The proposed truce between Israel and Lebanon could be politically sensitive for Netanyahu. However, it might also pave the way for broader peace discussions involving Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israel has approved its first shekel-backed stablecoin for a limited launch. This initiative, managed by Bits of Gold, could mark a significant step in Israel's financial innovation. Separately, CTEC highlights a shift in investment trends. Despite capital flowing into the market, it's becoming more selective, with funds being concentrated in fewer companies. This reflects changing dynamics in the startup ecosystem. And finally, Globes reveals that Shapir is considering increasing its stake in the Ashdod refinery. With a potential NIS 1 billion investment, Shapir's move could significantly impact the Israeli energy sector. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.